Ezekiel chapter 3. Moreover, he said to me, Son of man, eat whatever you find. Eat this roll and go speak to the house of Israel. So I opened up my mouth, and he caused me to eat that roll. And he said to me, Son of man, cause your belly to eat and fill your bowels with this roll that I give to you. And then I did eat it, and it was in my mouth like honey for sweetness. And he said to me, Son of man, go, get yourself to the house of Israel and speak with my words to them. For you are not sent to a people of a strange language and of a hard language, but to the house of Israel. Not to many people of a strange speech and of a hard language, whose words you cannot understand. Surely I had sent you to them, they would have listened to you. But the house of Israel will not listen to you, for they will not listen to me. For all the house of Israel are impudent and hard-hearted. Understand that I have made your face strong against their faces, and I have made your forehead strong against their foreheads. Like an adamant harder than flint have I made your forehead. Do not fear them, neither be dismayed at their looks, although they are a rebellious house. He said more to me. He said, Son of man, all my words that I will speak to you, receive in your heart and hear with your ears, and go and get yourself to them of the captivity, to the children of your people, and speak to them and tell them. Thus says Sovereign Yahweh, whether they will hear or whether they will forbear from hearing. And then the Spirit took me up, and I heard behind me a voice, a sound of a great rushing, saying, Blessed is the honor of Yahweh from his place. And I heard also the noise of the wings of the living creatures that touched one another, and the noise of the wheels over against them, and a noise of a great rushing. So the Spirit lifted me up, and took me away, and I went in bitterness, in the heat of my spirit, but the hand of Yahweh was strong upon me. And then I came to those of the captivity at Tel Aviv, who dwelt by the river of Kebar, and I sat where they sat, and remained there astonished amongst them 7 days. And it came to pass at the end of 7 days that the word of Yahweh came to me, saying this, Son of man, I have made you a watchman to the house of Israel. Therefore hear the word at my mouth, and give them warning from me. When I say to the wicked, You will surely die, and you give him not warning, nor speak to warn the wicked from his wicked way to save his life, the same wicked one will die in his iniquity, but his blood I will require at your hand. Yet if you warn the wicked, and he does not turn from his wickedness, nor from his wicked way, he will die in his iniquity, but you will have delivered your own soul. Again, when a righteous one does turn from his righteousness and commits iniquity, and I lay a stumbling block before him, he will die. Because you have not given him warning, he will die in his sin, and his righteousness, which he has done, shall not be remembered, but his blood I will require at your hand. Nevertheless, if you do warn the righteous, so and that the righteous do not sin, and he does not sin, he will surely live, because he's been warned. Also you will have delivered your soul. And the hand of Yahweh was there upon me, and he said to me, Rise up, go out into the plain, and I will talk to you there. And I rose up, and I went out into the plain, and I saw the splendor of Yahweh that stood there, like the splendor which I saw by the river of Kebar, and I fell upon my face. And then the Spirit entered into me, and set me upon my feet, and spoke with me, and said to me, Go and shut yourself within your house. But you, O son of man, look, they will put hands on you, and they will bind you with them, and you will not go out amongst them. And I will make your tongue stick to the roof of your mouth, so that you will be dumb, and you will not be to them a reprover, for they are a rebellious house. But when I speak with you, I will open your mouth, and you will say to them, Thus says the Sovereign Yahweh, He who hears, let him hear, and he who forbears from hearing, let him forbear, for they are a rebellious house. End of chapter.